Is there enough training being done for school resource officers in Connecticut schools? Because a recent article showed a lack of training and some other state guidance. And that's why there's now a proposed bill that was actually created by a current school resource officer. It aims to bolster the training for armed security in schools to add requirements like use of force and recognition of armed persons while also localizing training locations. Joining us now to talk more about this is Tom Wydra, who is an executive director at the Police Academy. And Tom, welcome to the show. What do you think about this? Do you believe there's a lack of training, a lack of, dare I say, guidance for school resource officers? Or is that kind of a blanketed statement? It's sort of pick and choose that's an issue in some places.
Hi, Melissa. It's great to be part of your program. I think we have to make sure we distinguish between school resource officers, which are typically active police officers working for either a city or a town or the state police, and armed security officers. Armed security officers in Connecticut are retired police officers. They don't meet the same standards as a school resource officer who is required to be recertified every 3 years. So there is a difference between the two categories.
I appreciate that distinction, Tom, because I agree. I think it's important that we don't misinterpret when we say armed security guards or resource officers. Those are two very different things. So a resource officer doesn't necessarily, if I'm understanding this correctly, doesn't necessarily have the law enforcement background?
No. So a school resource officer is a police officer assigned to a school, right? Armed school security in Connecticut fall under a different category, although they are required to be retired police officers, having retired in good standing, having at least 10 years of service, or been disconnected from service due to a service-related disability.
Okay. That makes sense, and I appreciate the definition for both of those. I think that's important. So what do you think is missing in some regards? Do you feel that that there is enough training being done, well, I guess for both, or for one or the other? I mean, where do you stand on this?
Well, I do think, and the supporters of the bill agree, that the current statute for armed school security officers in schools is lacking. Right now, it only includes drug detection and gang identification. And so I think you read off some of the bill's aims earlier. The training really needs to get beefed up. We need those folks to be exposed to training and use of force, retention of firearms and other weapons, safe firearm handling, stopping blood loss, perimeter strengths and vulnerabilities. These are all captured in the bill that has been proposed, and it would be certainly something that we would welcome. It's probably a long time coming for this.
Okay. When I was reading this, it's interesting. Like I was saying, Tom, that there are some districts who do things one way and some that do it another. It says in this article, in districts like Ridgefield, New Milford, and Ellington, the armed security officers are involved with discipline and school management, according to district files. But in others, like Enfield and East Haddam, the armed officers are explicitly prohibited from participating in discipline matters. And I'm wondering why they would even be prohibited. I think that kind of takes away from having them there. I don't know if you agree.
Well, you know, we are a very localized state. And I suppose that every local school district gets to pick and choose
what
type of program they want to have in place.
I'm just wondering, why would we keep them from, I guess it's saying that they don't want them involved in that. So, yeah, you're saying that's a school choice. But to me, why not? What if they find themselves in that situation? I mean, I hate to say that, but how many times do we hear about, you know, people who are off the clock? I mean, even police officers who are saying that they were not on duty, but they find themselves getting involved in situations because things erupt. I mean, to me, why wouldn't we want, I think more training is better than lack of training, I guess is my point. Even if you don't want them involved in those situations, you just never know what will happen.
That's correct. And we are a very training-oriented state when it comes to police officers. We have some of the highest standards in the entire nation. And for me, I believe those standards in some way should also include these armed security officers that are in our schools, protecting everybody that's on site there. I will say this from experience that There are districts that want their armed security and or the school resource officers disconnected from the disciplinary process with students because they want to keep them out of it. They want kids in schools to be able to go to those folks in moments of crisis. And the thought is that if they are involved in the disciplinary process, they get that reputation and kids might be less likely to go to them with some sort of problem, whether it be a mental health crisis or that they heard, you know, somebody in the school might have a weapon or something like that. So there are multiple schools of thoughts on that.
But I think, Tom, to your point, all the more reason then to have more training. I think when you're talking about a retired officer who also, by the way, is armed, I think there needs to be sort of that breakdown instead of a fear of students not feeling like they can approach somebody who's got a gun on them in their schools. They should be feeling very comfortable, should feel very much like this is part of my school community. They should feel as comfortable going up to an armed officer in their school as they do the cafeteria lady. So to me, to kind of keep them out of that versus it sounds like in this article I was reading that school resource officers, I mean, the current law enforcement stationed at the schools, they have very clear defined in the statute requirements. And it does mean interacting a lot more with students and disciplinary things. So to me, I think we don't even realize as a public, I think, on average, that there's a difference between the two. I mean, that's why we started the conversation off that way, just defining what a school resource officer is versus an armed security officer. I don't even know if people on average understand that distinction.
I agree with you. I think when you see somebody at a school who's carrying a firearm in a way that's open, you don't know for sure whether they are a police officer or whether they are an armed security officer. The reality is, and I agree with you, kids should be able to have faith and trust in those people, and those staff should have all of the training that has been captured in this proposed bill and probably more.
So here's my question for you, Tom Wydra, is who would be against this? Why would we be against more training just in general without even having any context? Why would we be against this? Is it cost?
I suppose an argument could be made for cost. Otherwise, Melissa, I have no idea why anybody would be opposed to people in schools who are armed having more training, especially as it has been outlined in the bill. All of this is really, really logical and makes common sense.
Yeah. And again, I think, you know, the real takeaway here, which, again, I know you from the police academy point of view, I don't know if cost would be that big of an issue. But is it more of a strain on the police academy to have to do more of this required training now for armed security officers or really not too much?
No, I this would not be a cost that anybody should worry about, Melissa. And quite frankly, how much cost is it when we're talking about people's lives, especially, you know, the young people in our state? I think if there is a cost, we shall understand that it's necessary. And this training that's been proposed is truly critical.
We are chatting with Tom Wydra, who also is a former police chief out of Hamden and is now an executive director at the state's police academy. And he supports a bill which is looking at more training for, again, not for school resource officers, technically very different than armed security officers at schools. So I'm reading this article, Tom, and there is a state representative who is against this legislation. And I would imagine there are others just because, you know, that happens. But it looks like here, State Representative Greg Howard out of Stonington, a Republican, says he opposes adding training requirements outside the scope of security, explaining that the purpose of the armed security officer role is to protect from outside violence and not to manage student behavior issues. Here's my problem with that. While that is their role, do kids not walk from outside to inside the schools? Do kids not go outside for recess? Do kids not walk? Do families not walk around the areas of schools? I mean, to me, I think, again, we need to bridge that understanding of, hey, just because this worked out in the field as a police officer and being armed, you're expected to look that way at a traffic stop, what have you. You're now in a school setting. And I think just even having the training to say, hey, while we're not involved in these situations, We should still know a decorum. We should still know how to break down that barrier with kids. Correct? I mean, I don't know if I'm out of line saying that.
Well, I agree with you, Melissa, and respectfully, we believe that the bill could even go further and go into required de-escalation training, crisis
yes.
intervention training, mental health training, because, we look at these folks, holistically, right? And we want them to be able to deliver everything that is expected of them in that school environment. And if, you take a 14 or a 15-year-old kid and the one person they develop trust with in the school is that person, and that person's not properly equipped to handle, crisis intervention or recognize when a child might be in some mental health crisis, then we're doing a disservice to our kids.
Right. Well, and I think it's also interesting, too, Tom, that it's especially coming from a Republican, because the reason I say that is because the state Republicans have been huge advocates in trying to attract more school districts to take on either school resource officers or armed security officers, saying that we've got these issues in the schools and we want families to feel more secure with their public schools. We need school resource officers or armed security officers. I mean, the Republican Party, I think, has been more outspoken about that than even the state Democratic Party to some degree. So I'm kind of surprised that they would not be as on top of it. And again, I don't want to speak for all of them, but in particular, this state rep who's saying, no, I don't think it's a good idea. It sort of blurs the lines of what their job is, which is to handle outside violence of the school. But again, to me, I don't know why more training would ever be looked down upon. I would think that it would actually make more school districts who are hesitant to bring on armed school security, or for towns and cities who want to invest in having these officers on hand at schools. To me, I would think more training would almost make them more on board with bringing these types of officers to their school districts. I don't know.
Well, as you might imagine, I'll stay away from the political component that may be captured within this.
Fair.
But I agree with you, again, that more training. Again, we are one of the states, in the nation. We lead the way in training when it comes to policing. And, this sort of dovetails with that, this conversation and the added training that we should be providing to armed security officers in our schools in Connecticut. Again, I want to emphasize my belief that it should go even further than what's been proposed. At least there should be some consideration for that in terms of de-escalation training and crisis intervention training.
Mm-hmm,
I don't see any harm, as you said, Melissa, I don't see any harm in making that a priority and making that part of this package.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing that either, Tom. And again, I want people to know this is Bill number 1374 being discussed. I know it was referred to the Committee on Public Safety and Security. What's the latest on this, Tom? Do we know if it's gotten voted out of committee or anything like that? Has it moved on?
I believe it was voted out of committee, Melissa.
Okay. So it'll go before the House or the state Senate.
Great question. I don't know the answer to that. The next step is something I just don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we certainly are going to keep an eye on it as well. And Tom Wydra, I want to thank you so much for coming on to talk about this and helping us to understand it a little bit better. And certainly also the role that you play as a former police chief, but now executive director at the state's police academy. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for talking to us here on WICC. Hopefully we talk again soon.
I hope so. Thank you, Melissa, for the opportunity.